Pastor, we're live.
What up, Pastor?
No, you just said questions.
Children and your children and the children, may his favor be upon you for a thousand generations, and your family and your children and the children and the children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. For a thousand generations, in your family, in your children, in their children, in their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you. Sing amen, amen, Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace.
Hallelujah. Pastor Sandy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Man.
Ronald Wilson. Everybody saying hello. I never watched that part.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's like, hello, how you doing? Hey, family. What's cracking?
It's a pretty old family practice.
Yes, it is.
Is he? Can you help me back up a little? Thank you, sir.
I even saw Vicky D.
You saw Vicky
D? Yeah, Vicky D was on, is online already. They was all saying hello to each other. Like, praise the Lord.
Family.
Hallelujah. And all I need, that was the blessing that I do on Rashawn Messianic Bible Club. That was the benediction, the prayer, the blessing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If she can cut us in a minute, you know she's busy. She is busy.
All right.
You want to pray us in? All right, come on up here. I know Chrissy look glamorous. She got her gold. Come on.
There you go.
She just died.
There you go. Get on up there. Y'all know we still live.
Alive.
Okay, pray us in. We're live. Hallelujah.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you for this evening, dear Lord. We thank you for the praise and worship, dear Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, for our hearts prepared and ready to hear and receive from you, dear Lord. We pray that Pastor Sandy has taken the proper time, dear Lord, that you increase in him, dear Lord. The Holy Spirit moves as a conduit to us, dear Jesus, that we may hear this powerful message that's before us. We thank you for all that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Well, you gotta pray hard when you... All right, hallelujah. I am going to start off today because I think the Lord was trying to make me laugh, but then the Lord told me why he gave me the dream. Because he's going to expand your prayer, Pastor Ben.
Expand the
prayer. He's going to expand your prayer time because some things are going to be broken for people that are listening to the prayer on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So God wanted me to know he's gonna expand it. He's gonna make it bigger than you thought.
What?
And so more and more people are gonna be coming asking for prayer, because when they ask for prayer, they're gonna get answers. So that's what the Lord gave me. But let me tell you how he gave me this message. But God really wants to expand your prayer because there's power in it. And he's giving you answers for people as they pray. So anyway, this is how the Lord gave me this. And I'm dreaming, and there's some young kids that used to go to the church, right? And they want to go to a gospel rap concert, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go with them, you know. And I remember them as being members of the church long before, and then there was one kid wanted to play football. Anyway, I went with them. We got to the concert house. The place was packed. I was like, wow. And on the billboard, it said MCBD? Right? So I sit down, They start playing the music, and then this guy walks out, and I'm like, that's Pastor Ben up there.
What?
I'm like, what is he doing up there? And Pastor Ben gets the mic like this to the crowd, and he says, we're going to drop the beat, and if you don't know my song, I'm going to walk out. Ooh. And he did the mic to the audience, and they started saying, you got to pray real hard when the devil start creeping. And I was like, they know his song?
I got a song?
And they said, and he started saying it again, and the crowd is like this, you got to pray hard when the devil start creeping. And I was like, and then you haven't said anything yet. They're doing the song. Like, it's like, because you're like, if you don't know the words to my song, I'm going to walk off. So the whole crowd is like, you got to pray hard when you hear the devil creeping. And then all the girls start saying, creep, 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 creep. And then, so the whole crowd's just going off. You got to pray hard when the devil start creeping. And the girls go, creep, 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 creep. And I'm like, that's right. So then you took the mic and you started just rapping. I was like, boom. I was like, and Pastor Ben's just up there rapping. And the crowd's like, yeah, yeah. And then he'll go, now what that say? And then they started going, you got to pray hard when the devil start creeping. Creep, creep. And it goes, creep. And I'm like, that's Pastor Ben. And I am just sitting in the audience like, I didn't know he could rap. So one of the guys, like, they're leaving, and he was like, why are you leaving so early? There are other artists that are going to perform. So the guy said, I already came to see who I came to see, and he didn't even do my favorite song. And I'm thinking to myself, Pastor B got other songs? It was crazy. So they're sitting there going, because the name of your, the rapper is MC BD with a question mark. And they're all like, what do you think BD stands for? And somebody's like, bad dude. And I was like, and then another one like, oh, big dreams. And I was like, then I said, Benjamin Davis. And the kids looked at me like, get out of here. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And then I said, no, I think it stands for Big Daddy. And I was like, and I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't know Pastor Ben rapped. So I got up and I'm telling Drea the story. Drea, I had a dream Pastor Ben's a gospel rapper and he's really famous. So, anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Drea woke up laughing because in my dream, the kids were like, they thought I was like a goofball because I said his name's Benjamin Davis. Like, get out of here. BD probably stands for big dreams. It's like, what? I don't know. It was weird. It was it's the weirdest dream. So thank you.
That was worth the wait.
Thank you, Lord, for making me laugh because I woke up in full laughing tears. Hallelujah. Okay.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
So I was like, Lord, why'd you give me that dream? That was weird. And he's like, I'm going to expand his prayer. I'm going to make him bigger than you think. And I'm like, okay. Wow. So I'm like, all right, we'll see. We're going to, because he always does what he says. So
wow.
I got to do this before I get started here because I have people. It is Christmas Wednesday. I call it Christmas Wednesday because it's always cards here on Wednesday.
Show the t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to show it, but that's last, though.
Okay.
This is from Hilda.
Hilda.
And this is Hilda Page. She says, so much thanks and love coming to you away from Virginia. Lord, bless you and keep you in peace. Reign Holy Spirit, bring in rich harvest to my beautiful family soon. Hilda Page. And Hilda, I thank you very much.
Hilda,
that's a
awesome.
Very beautiful, beautiful card. And, you know, my friend Yini, she sent me the same card. And Yini, you couldn't send me that card enough. That is my favorite saying is thanks for, it's wonderful to have people like you in the world. Because I'll tell you guys, this is from Barbara McMahon. I don't know, Barbara, if I can read this. Thank you. I love you. I love the birthday card and all the birthday wishes inside. It made me smile when I heard it and had come again when I returned home from Florida. So she got the birthday card.
Yay.
All right.
Abigail.
I'm not going to read you, huh?
Abigail is in charge of that.
Oh, Abigail sends out the cards. We just sign them and tell you how much we love you. But thank you, Abigail, for doing that. See, we got a good team.
We do.
And that was from, wait a minute. Yeah, that was from Barbara McMahon. And this is from Terry. I got one, but then you got one too, Pastor Ben. But yours is empty now because I took your witnessing cards. He sent us these cards to go witness it. So you can hand them to people. And then on the back, it tells them that the Lord is near. He's knocking at your door. Come in and accept him. Right? Revelation 3:20. And this is good. And then it's got Acts 34. And she has two in yours and two in mine. But when we go working out at the beach on Wednesday, I like to hand them out.
I don't have any in mine.
Oh, yeah, you don't, because I have four. You you had two.
I have my two.
Yeah. You acted like my dream, Pastor Ben now. And so that's from Terry Appleton. Let me see.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Terry.
Yes. And so here we are. Heart to door cards. Heart to door cards. This is good. Wow. Let me see. I was looking to see. Ooh, I can print these up and hand them with the cards. Hallelujah. I have been blessed by your teaching over and over. I am so very thankful to you and all the support. Members of Soldiers for Christ, all the Soldiers for Christ family, thank you. I learned so much due to your teaching. And grown more than I ever imagined possible. Hallelujah. That is a blessing.
Awesome.
Thank you, Terry. So, you guys are so... And then...
Christmas Wednesday.
Where's my... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Now, this is my card from Yeni. And she sends this. And I'm going to tell you, it says, the world is a much nicer when people are like you. People who bring so much joy and special things they do. Now,
is that somebody from New York?
No, this is Yeni. This is I can't say her old name and I refuse to mess it up, but so I call her Yeni.
Okay.
But you only call her Yeni if you're a friend.
Oh.
So anyway, what was I about to say? And if I forgot, then Lord wants me to get started right now. Yeah, I think that's it. We're ready to get started. Oh, the t-shirt. I got to show the t-shirt.
And Abigail?
The t-shirt. Abigail's going to show her t-shirt. This is it. I'm going to wear it when I go work out so people can ask questions.
One of our members, and forgive me, I can't remember the name. She made the design.
If you're online right now, please tell us your name so we can tell,
please.
So Pastor Ben can know. See how it's blowing in the wind? That's effects. No, that's the effects. Hallelujah. And did you take a picture of Abigail?
I did already. That's for the men.
Okay.
Pastor Sandy.
This good?
I'm going to go in close.
All right.
And that's for the ladies. This.
Yeah.
And one of our members designed that. Got you.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Get back up there. One of our members designed that.
Uh-huh.
And
Jesus.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Abigail.
So we're working on anybody that wants one. We're trying to figure out how to make sure you get one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They designed a Pastor Sandy spoke a message about flying fish.
Right.
And
that's
the t-shirt, the flying fish.
Flying fish, yeah. That's
153. Yeah.
So let me tell you. So Yeni, thank you for your card, and I appreciate that. I was thinking about when I read Yeni's card, how I'd fell asleep in a tractor tire, you know, by a big old tractor tire like that, after a botched robbery, and I was hiding from the police, and I was like, I'm reading Nene's card today and I'm going, beautiful person, hiding in a tractor. You know what I mean? Hiding in a tractor tire because you tried to rob somebody and the police looking for you. But this is what Jesus does, right?
Yes.
When he changes you, he changes your life. He's like, I would have never thought in a million years, mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, as I'm lying in this tractor tire, hiding from the police, the Lord's going to use me one day.
Awesome.
But this is what I'm saying, man. God doesn't just come in. He comes in and he changes things. He gives you a purpose. He gives you a reason. He just does everything for you. And I am more than thankful. That's why I don't judge anybody. People are like, you know, Pastor Ben, Pastor Sandy, I did this and I repented. I'm like, dude, you ain't robbed nobody by gunpoint, have you? It's like, then you could be a pastor. You know what I mean? You don't know how far you've gone. Oh, there's our friend, Colette. Yeah. All right. We are going to talk about right now, get into this Bible study. I hope you guys got the Bible study. See, the Lord made me put Sunday's Bible study on paper. Because the Lord said, this is a very important Bible study. And then now the Lord really showed me why this Bible study is very important, okay? Now, and I'm going to explain it to you. Let's go to the board real fast, Pastor Ben. Okay. Because what we showed on Sunday was this. We saw that Leah had seven children, right? And Leah represented the church, right? Okay. So Leah's sons were Reuben, which means behold a son, which was Jesus Christ. And Simeon means hear and obey. Sorry, I wrote Samuel on Sunday. Levi means joined to, and Levi, you can say Levi, my heart. Levi also means my heart. So joined to my heart. Then Judah means praise, right? And then Issachar means recompense provided. You understand? So he's saying, for your sins, recompense has been provided. God has paid for your sins. And then Zebulun means exalted to the habitation. So it's like going home, right? So you, not only are you going home, but you're going up, because exalted means to bring you up. So Zebulun means exalted to the habitation. And then they have a daughter, and I say, out of all, you got six boys and you got a girl. Who do you think is the weakest one?
The girl.
Not because we're sexist or nothing like that, but you give me a 150-pound man and a 150-pound woman, I'm putting my money on the guy, right? Because they're just physically stronger.
Right.
So Dinah is the last, and she's a girl. Her name means judgment, okay? And I say weak because she represents the Laodicean church, because God's saying the last church that exists in the world is going to be the weakest church. It's going to be that church that did exactly what Dinah did. And what did Dinah do? She went out amongst the heathen people because she wanted to go hang out and see how their lifestyles was, and she wanted to get involved with what they were doing. And then while she was out there, she got taken advantage of, and so that caused a whole big old war and everything, okay? So but you notice that Leah has to have all of her children, and judgment has to come before Rachel has her child. And then Rachel is crying out because she wants to have a child too, and she finally has her own child. She has Joseph, and that means God will now add, or God will add. So God's going to add to Rachel's children, okay? Then she has the last child she has is who? Benjamin. And what does that mean? That means son of my right hand. That means that Israel is now being joined back to God as what? Son of my right hand. And so what I needed to talk to you guys about was, because everybody was Tabith of and Judges 19. And I did this study before, but since it was on the 15th this year, I took another look at it because I was like, well, it's on the 15th and that's the Tamek letter and all this stuff, because everything's the word of God to me. And I realized the whole premise of that wedding that takes place is Benjamin being added back to God through marriage, okay? And so that prophecy of the 15th of Av is for the nation of Israel when they remarry back to God, and then they become Benjamin. They become sons of the right hand again. So that is not a church prophecy. So I said, we've been in this, what, since 2004? So when everybody was getting excited about it, I remember, no, that's an end time prophecy of Israel joining back to God. That's that second marriage that I was trying to tell you about on Sunday, okay? So the reason why Rachel has Benjamin is because that is, Israel is joining back to God. It's gonna add to your children, and Israel is going to become the sons of his right hand again. And in Judges chapter 19, the whole going out and grabbing a bride and bringing and re-establishing the tribe of Benjamin is Israel becoming one again and being joined back to God. So it's an end time prophecy. Rashawn the other day was saying that there's 400 virgins. And then the only other time is that 400 virgins is the 144,000 that are in the book of Revelation. Dividing them was the number 360, which means a complete circle. So God is saying, by doing this, this is an end time, by doing this, this is an end time scenario that Benjamin is going to reconnect back to God. And this is an end time Israel is going to reconnect back to God. Okay. So did I explain that good or? Okay, so that's good. So anyway, the main fact is to understand that until all of Leah's children get exalted to the habitation, right? Until all of Leah's children get exalted to the habitation, first they have to have the recompense provided. Jesus did that. Then we need to be exalted back to the habitation of God. Then judgment will come, right? Then once the judgment comes, then God will allow Israel to begin birthing their own children. And that's what Sunday's message was. And we're going to get on to today's message, okay? But I made sure that you have the notes so that you can look at all the notes yourself and see exactly what this is all about, okay? Because then we talked about Hannah, right? On Sunday, we talked about Hannah. And Hannah had the same problem. What was Hannah's problem? She couldn't have any children. Just like Israel's not producing any children. But Peninnah, she was producing many children. She's representing the church. Hannah couldn't have any children. But Hannah's not going to have any children till the end. Now, what did Hannah have to do to have children? She had to cry out to God. And what does Jesus say? He said, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Israel has to cry out to God, or even the example of the rock, okay? Or they have to speak to the rock, yeah. And then the rock would provide water. So Hannah cried out to God, and God provided her Samuel, which means God hears, okay? So all of this is in line with the same plan that God is doing. Now, I'm going to get started in a Bible study in Revelation chapter 4. Well, chapter 1 first, and then we're going to go to chapter 4 because... we need to see both marriages, okay? I wanted to say this also. Where's my paper for that young lady? If you guys are on my Facebook, you probably saw a video that I posted today. The name of the video is called Rapture Dream 2020. I saw the rapture along with number 11. Deborah posted it in Toronto, and if you have not seen this video, you need to see this, because God gave this girl three dreams, and it's everything that's happening now. And God didn't give her these dreams last week. God gave her these dreams in 2015 and 2019. And so she dreamed all of these dreams about everything that is happening, the division in America, everything that's going on around right now. And she says in her dream, this one thing she knows for sure, the next coming event upon the world is the rapture of the church, okay? And all of us have to admit one thing. We have never lived in a time like this. It has never been like this ever before. And so for all of us to ignore all of the signs that God has given us about his soon return, that means you're being foolish, because you're watching all of this stuff happen, and then we're being foolish to say, well, I don't have to get ready because it really doesn't. If it didn't look like someone, maybe you could say you got tricked, but God is laying it all out, right?
Yeah.
Do you see the bombing in Lebanon yesterday?
Yeah.
In Beirut?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just another sign. What about the tornadoes and all of these stuff and the earthquakes? Everything. These are what the Bible called birth pains, okay? That means somebody is about to deliver.
Amen.
And remember, the church gets birthed not into the world, but we get birthed out of the world. And so we have to stay ready and remember that Jesus is coming. And what should tell you, even if I didn't preach any scripture, even if nobody was warning people, you should be able to look at everything that's going on and say, something's wrong.
Yep.
Let me go talk, pray, and ask God and see what's going on, okay?
They want to know the name of the video again and the person?
The name of the video, I don't know the name of the person, but if you go on my Facebook, you'll see it. I posted it today. But the name of the video is I Saw the Rapture, along with the number, and then it's got the number sign 11. And it's called Rapture Dream 2020. After that, I Saw the Rapture, along with the number 11. And 11 is the number for confusion.
Yeah.
So confusion. The day of their confusion has now come. That's what Micah says, right? Because that's what 11 is. Now, the 11 she's thinking of is November. And I keep telling people, November is Heshvan 17th, which is the day the flood started.
Right.
So that's the only reason I keep November in my mind, because I know Heshvan 17th is November 4th, okay? So either way, we need to make sure that we wake up and we know what's going on, okay?
Someone said her name was Deborah.
Deborah, our friend, she posted that. But you can see the whole video on the other young ladies. Now, I want to say this, and then we're going to go to Revelation chapter 1. Beyonce has a satanic video on the Disney Channel right now, okay?
Disney.
And the Disney Channel. You know, the ones that are putting on the basketball tournament in Disneyland right now, or Disney World. And the whole video is introducing Satanism to black people. Okay. Now, they're playing basketball for Disney and they say Black Lives Matters. So if Black Lives Matters, I want to see if any of those basketball players are going to say, we're protesting this video that you would try to teach Satanism to black people with this video from Beyonce, you know? And I'm like, my thing is Black Lives Matter, because black lives are really got our people kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Because somebody needs to protest that, because a lot of little kids are gonna watch the Disney Channel and say, oh, look, Beyonce has a movie out. And it's so much Satanism in that video. I'm just warning all black people, do not watch it, because whatever spirit is, you're bringing that spirit into your home.
Right.
So do not watch it, okay? All right, now I can move on. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. You in Revelation chapter 1? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to start. Wow, how do you do this without starting from the beginning? I'm going to start at verse 8, okay? This is what it says. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty, El Shaddai. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patience and endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So those are the seven churches. And it says, I turned and I saw the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the seven lampstands was someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. His head was and hair were white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a blazing fire. Now, this is what I want to say about this. You have the seven lampstands, which I'm going to let you know before we get to the scripture, is the seven lampstands are the seven churches. But who does it say is walking amongst the seven lampstands? The Son of Man, Jesus Christ. So we're here on the earth. There's no rapture happen, but you have to know that Jesus is walking amongst the seven lampstands. He has not left us alone, and he has not forgotten about us. It says he walks amongst the seven lampstands, okay? And it says here, in verse 15, his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of a rushing water. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at my feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and I am the last. I am the one. It says, I am the living one. Then it says, I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the key to death and Hades. So listen, he says, I'm the first and the last, right? He says, I am the first and the last. Wait a minute. I'm just going to do this real fast. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Watch this. This is what the Lord says, the King, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Wait a minute. Jesus said he was the first and the last.
Yeah.
And he said, not only was he the first and the last. Now we're in the Old Testament, so Jesus ain't even born yet. And God says, I am the first and the last, and besides me, there is no God. Jesus says, no. I am the first and the last. I was dead and now I am alive forevermore. So either there's two first and last, or Jesus is God.
Hello.
Okay, Jesus is God. That's to my little Muslim friend that tried to move in on my Facebook, but I had to teach him and then get rid of him. I had to, man, they can get you fooled on that stuff, trying to tell you that Jesus is not God. Jesus is God in the flesh, the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. Here we go. Let's continue. It says, verse 19, write therefore what you have seen, and what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and of the seven golden lampstands is this: the seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. So not only is Jesus walking with us, we got seven angels that are also living and watching over us in the earth. A matter of fact, Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, says that angels have been given to watch over the righteous while we're here. So we got Jesus with us, we got angels watching over us, we got the Holy Spirit holding back evil. We've got so much going on for us while we're here. Why would anybody be panicked over what the enemy is planning for earth, knowing that you're about to leave any minute?
Amen.
Okay, let's continue.
Amen.
So it says, the seven stars are the seven angels, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Then in chapter 2, he talks about Ephesus. Then he talks about Smyrna. Then he talks about Pergamos. Then he talks about Thyatira, all these churches. Then the church of Sardis. And then he talks about the church of Philadelphia. And then he talks about the church of Laodicea. And that's the end of the third chapter. He gives a warning to all the seven churches. And those seven churches represent a timeline. How do we know? Because if you look at a map, if you have a map they used to put maps in the back of the Bibles, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see that from Ephesus goes all the way around all seven churches, and then the map, it ends up back to 12. So you'll see that God placed them in clock order to show you that these represent a timeline, okay? So each of the seven churches is a time period from the time Jesus left until the time that the rapture happens, okay?
Amen.
Now, once the rapture happens, what do we know? That the seven children of Leah have been exalted back up to the habitation. Okay, so now once the seven children get exalted back to the habitation, what must happen now? Judgment must come. Why? Because we know that the children of Israel are about to be born. Okay, they're about to come out of their blindness. They're about to realize that Yeshua is their Messiah.
Amen.
This is the time that Israel is now going to be born again. Okay,
Amen.
So here we go. Revelation chapter 4. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." That means, Dinah, judgment is about to come. The rapture has happened. Let me tell you what's going to happen after this. He says, now, this is how you know he's in heaven now. He says, at once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper, carnelian, of rainbows resembling an emerald, encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white, and had crowns of gold on their head. It says, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling, peals of thunder. Before the throne were seven lamps blazing. So now the lamps, now someone say, it said lampstands back then. You're not gonna need a stand when you get to heaven. You will be a shining light yourself. You understand? You will shine just like the angels. These are the words of the Lord. You're gonna be a shining light yourself. So I did that study before, but you will not need this body, and you will not need the Holy Spirit to live inside of your body to give you light. You will then be raptured up, and you will now be a light unto yourself, because you will be in the presence of God in a resurrected body, and now you are light. So the seven lamps are now in heaven. Okay? And now, once the seven lamps are in heaven, it says, before the throne, seven lamps were blazing, and it says, These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. You see that? So now this sea of glass is there, clear as crystal. It's representing peace. It's representing that they have gone up and now the church is at peace in heaven. Clear as crystal, silent waters, no waves, nothing, right? Now, chapter 4, if you read that whole thing, or then chapter 5, we see that there's a scroll in heaven, and there's only one person that can open the scroll. And who is that? Jesus Christ. Because the scroll is going to be now, I'm redeeming man because what? I paid for them. And now I have the deed for earth. Why? Because I paid for the redemption of earth. See, you guys got to get into Romans, because Romans tell you that the whole creation is being redeemed. And the whole creation is crying out for the redemption so that decay can stop. It's not just us. It's the whole creation of God is waiting for our redemption so it can get back to eternal life. Okay? No more corruption. So then, after Jesus receives the scroll, he opens the lamps, the seals in chapter 6. That means the church is already in heaven before there are any seals open. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
All right. So, because somebody said we only have 5 months of tribulation left. I was like, we've been in a tribulation. When did it start? I want to know. She was like, I'm like, no, your count is. But anyway, people get ideas. So God is like, you got to teach, because people get ideas and they think what they read is correct. But the scripture's telling us the church and John and everyone's already in heaven before the first seal is ever released.
Yeah.
The first seal is released, and that is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Second seal is released, that is war. Third seal is released, famine, pestilence, yeah. Okay? All the way up to the sixth seal, and then there's a pause, because the sixth and the seventh seal is now the end of the tribulation. Okay? So he's giving you the story from the beginning of the tribulation all the way to the end of the tribulation. And I want to educate you so that you understand that all of this is going on now. Now watch this as we read. Okay, the Lord told me don't read that. Go to verse 15, chapter 15. I'll be listening. That's right. That's what the Lord told me. He's like, go to 15 because that's where I want you. Okay? Chapter 15. Now, I just want to express to you guys something. Chapter 15 is now at the end of the tribulation. How do we know? Because people have already gone through the tribulation. They've already had to deal with the 666. They've already had to deal with the Antichrist. And these people that we're about to see in heaven have already overcame that. Somehow they got through the tribulation and they said, I'd rather die than take the mark. Keep your vaccine. I'd rather die, because now I know my cousin Pookie got raptured and I want to get raptured too. And I want to get out of here too, right? So, hey, look, there's going to be some things that are going to happen and people are going to see it happen. Now, I'll tell you right now, you cannot believe in Jesus. You can sit there, I'm telling you, Jesus and the rapture happened, but I tell you what, if I disappear in front of you, you're like, where's my Bible? Okay, you all of a sudden get interested, right? So I'm telling you, if my cousin just disappears in front of me, I got a whole new perspective on life.
Yep.
All that stuff he's talking about, Antichrist, and who's coming, and not taking the sixes, and the mark, and the vaccine, now it's just like, don't worry, the aliens took those people. Nah, he already told me what happened. He told me you was going to say that. Come on, just take the mark. You get 25,000. No. Some people are going to die because they don't want to take the mark.
Yeah.
You understand?
Amen.
And so people are taking a stand. Now it says in chapter 15, I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign. This is at the end of the tribulation. Seven angels with seven lamps, with seven last plagues. Last because with them, God's wrath is complete. So God's wrath is poured out when? In the last 3.5 years, well, actually the last 10 days of the tribulation, okay? But the last 3.5 years is all out war, and the last 10 days, God is pouring out bowls of wrath, okay? And then it says, last because with them, God's wrath is complete. I saw what it looked like to be a sea of glass. Didn't we see a sea of glass before?
Yeah.
It was clear as crystal. Look at this one. A sea of glass mixed with fire. And standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses and the servant of God and the song of the Lamb. So they're in heaven, but they went through something. Do you understand? They went through something. They didn't take the mark. They're not like us. You will never get the opportunity to be forced to take the mark. That's not God's plan for you. Your God has planned that you will escape all that is about to come upon the earth. When they start telling people you take the mark or you die, you won't be here.
Right.
If you're in Christ, okay? But if you are here, remember we told you first, all right? Because they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you it's good for you. It'll make you better. It'll make you live long. They'll tell you whatever they can to get you to take that little Nephilim mark or whatever, okay? Now, let's go. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Well, here it is. Well, I got to read. Let's see here. Let's read right here in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 first, okay? Because it says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider was called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, just like Joseph was. And his name is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Okay? And his name was the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine white linen. Now, I could go back and find a scripture that says the white linen is for the saints. So who's dressed in white linen on horses riding behind Jesus? Me, you, isn't that a great future?
Yeah, awesome.
I would become a Christian just to experience that.
Yeah.
Really, Jesus is going to be in front of me and I'm going to be on a horse behind him with white linen on, following him. And he got a sword of fire coming out of his mouth. And he's on a cloud. Come on.
And we with it.
Now, you need to know this. The guy that wrote this isn't into writing fairy tales. This is the same guy that said Israel would be a nation again in the midst of the Holocaust. It was still in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the same God that said Israel would become a nation in 1948, 4,000 years before it became a nation. Okay? This is the same God that predicted the Six-Day War in 1967, 3,000 years before it happened. Okay? So I'm just telling you that I'm not reading you a story. I'm telling you what's going to happen. What is our reality? And the sooner you get in your brain what your reality is, what Satan is doing won't bother you so much. Because you're not my reality, so I'm not even going to cooperate with you or talk to you. I have nothing to do with you. My future is already set.
Amen.
Come on. And it says here, he says he will rule over them with an iron scepter. Where was I? Okay, 15. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword and with it to strike down the nations. He will rule over them with an iron scepter. He treads his winepress of fury with the wrath of Almighty God. On his robe and on his thigh are written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to get to the portion where it said that this is the wedding, because this is a whole nother wedding that takes place, right? At the end of the tribulation, another wedding takes place. And who and whose wedding is that?
Israel.
This is Israel's wedding. This is not the church wedding. We had our church 7 years ago. We had our wedding 7 years ago. And our wedding came after the seven churches left and exalted on high. And we entered into a wedding feast. Then 7 years passed by and God remembered it wasn't even the church that I worked 7 years, 6 years for or a week for. I was really working for Rachel. And so now he's going to get the people that were the apple of his eyes, and they are going to, he's only going to get them because they're going to cry out, save us from the 666 giant. Save us. And Christ is going to come. He's going to save them. And then Israel will also have a wedding, and their wedding will produce what? Children, and all of Israel shall be saved and believe that Yeshua is now their Messiah.
Yes.
Then we will be one family.
Yes.
All there. Understand? The whole harvest will be there. But it's two weddings. Look, let's look at this again in Revelation chapter 20.
5 minutes, Pastor.
5 minutes. So now once Christ gets back, let's see what we've got to do. Okay, we already had the greatest thrill of our lives riding on a horse.
Amen.
Passing Mars. Was that the moon? This is a crazy ride. I got imagination, man. I'm like, I would follow Christ just so I could experience that.
Yeah.
And I'm riding back. Come on, y'all.
Ooh.
Now, once we get back, it says in verse 20, I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the keys to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So where's Satan at now? Tied up in Tartarus in Hades,
yeah,
for 1,000 years. Why? Because it's God's Sabbath day and he's about to take 1,000-year break.
Yeah.
You understand? No more deception on earth. It says they threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Chazak. And it says, I saw thrones which were seated, those who had been given authority to judge. Who is that? Us.
Yeah.
And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshiped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their forehead or in their hand. They came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
He got beheaded, but they came back to life. But you know what? Before they went under the guillotine, they knew they were coming back to life.
Yeah.
They seen too much. This is the end of the tribulation. They've seen too much. Toward the end of the tribulation, there are three angels that fly through the sky telling the world, do not take the mark. Anyone who takes the mark will suffer the wrath of God. Hear the gospel. They will preach the gospel to the whole world right before Christ. So at that time, in those 10 days, you're hearing angels preaching to the human race. And now they got another opportunity. But you know what the scripture says? They still did not accept Christ. They still did not. So that's just a rebellious heart. They're mad at God. So I'm telling you, the heart of man is crazier than you think, okay? But there's going to be angels in those days of wrath that are going to preach the gospel to people. And it says going to preach it to every nation, every tribe, and every tongue is going to hear the gospel 10 days, at least 10 days before Christ returns. And everybody will have the opportunity to say, fall to their knees and say, I believe now. And it says still they won't. Okay? Now, what does it say here? It says, they had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark in their forehead or in their hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead, those that are in Hades, will not come alive back to life until 1,000 years have ended. So when 1,000 years are ended, first of all, I got to stop. Someone said, do you really think God will send us to hell forever? I said, even if it's not forever, 1,000 years in Hades is a long time. They're still counting time for the 1,000 years. Now, some people cry. I've seen tough gangsters cry because they heard 10 years. I saw them cry over 10 years. And you're talking about 1,000? 1,000 years before you even get a court date if you do not know Christ. So you say, well, I don't think we're going to suffer forever. Okay, let's just say it's 1,000 years, but we know what it really says. But isn't that too much?
In hell you suffer.
In hell.
Right.
Okay. It says they came to life, those who accept Christ came to life 1,000 years, and they the rest of the dead did not come to life for until the 1,000 years had ended. This is the first resurrection. This means that's the end of the resurrection of the living. Three resurrections, barley, wheat, fruit. Those are the resurrections of the living. Now there's one more resurrection, which is the resurrection of what? The dead. There's only two types of resurrections. There's the resurrection of the living, and there's the resurrection of the dead. Okay? The living are in three, because three is always one with God. So you get barley, wheat, fruit, three resurrections, one body of Christ. Okay? You get at the end one more resurrection of the dead or the unjust. And where do they go to? They stand in line waiting judgment at the white throne. For what? To read to you why you're going in the lake of hell. To tell you, so you can now, because you're in Hades. People in Hades, and know what they're saying? What everybody has ever said since I did prison ministry. I don't know why I'm here. I didn't do it. I wasn't. And everybody in hell is like, I was a pretty good person. I had a family. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to proclaim their innocence. But you get to come before God. And now you get to be judged for what you have in your pocket. Okay? And that's what I used to say in the prison ministry. If you have things in your pocket, it's a good thing to take them out of your pocket before you leave earth.
Yes.
Because if you get caught with stuff in your pocket and they stop you at the door, they're going to call your mama. I'm speaking from experience, right? Get the stuff, get all the sin out of your pocket, right? Give it to Jesus. He's standing right there. Just hand it to Jesus, and he'll say, I'll take this for you. You don't have to try to walk out of the store with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this for you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And so Jesus will take all your sins. And so don't die with stuff. Just ask for forgiveness. Start a new life in Christ. Because we're at the pinnacle of this thing happen. It's 2020. I don't want to go back through the 120 study. But I can if you want me to, because the 120th year is the 120th year. And Psalms has counted it out for us, and it's here. And God is not only showing you that it's here, but God is putting it all in your face so you can see. Look what they're doing to you. They're controlling the whole world. They shut down all the shops. Look, they're making you wear a mask. They're scanning your forehead. They're getting them ready. Earthquakes, famines, bombs blowing up. Never been like this before. Can you see what I'm doing now? Can you see yet? And if you can see, you'll hit your knees and ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And that's an awesome thing. And if you're not perfect, you'll keep hitting your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm still trying to get it right. You go, I'm with you. I'm with you, right? Don't be that stubborn Christian like, well, I'm just going to sin because I... No, don't do that. That puts you out of relationship.
Right.
Forgiveness, repentance keeps you in relationship, okay? What's the thing? Not perfection, but what? Process.
Yes.
Okay? You're in a process. I can't make you grow up. I can't make a two-year-old go out and get a job and do everything right now. You just accepted Christ. You don't even know nothing.
Right.
You get wet behind the ears, don't know nothing. Just trying to, Satan tricked me again. I knew he would. You're only three. Ask for forgiveness and go, right? That's what God wants. Stay in relationship. Stay in the process. Praise God. That's it, Pastor Ben.
Man, awesome.
Hallelujah. Man.